Open your Bibles with me then to Philippians, book of Philippians, first chapter, verses 3 through 6. This has been on my heart that we would look at what is happening to the church in Philippi and to see it in the context of where we are at Central Assembly. And so here is what it says in Philippians 1, verses 3 through 6. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Now, maybe they needed the same kind of encouragement if they were thinking that the Apostle Paul was so crucial to them, and how could they see God do a work that he had been doing? But the Apostle Paul was writing this inspired of the Holy Spirit. He who hath begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so tonight, to seek to put that into, and you know, these verses really would be more appropriate for Pastor Jim to be reading them and for us praying for him with joy and him praying for us with joy because of our partnership with him in the gospel from the first day we've known him until now, and we're going to keep on partnering with him in the gospel as he has a worldwide platform to share the gospel. Praise God. But what the Lord would say to us about his good work that was begun in Philippi. Philippi, this capital city of Macedonia, this place where the Apostle Paul was led by the Holy Spirit, forbidden to go in one area and going over to Macedonia. And if you remember what happened as that work began, you know, Lydia's heart was open to receive the gospel. There was a demon-possessed fortune-telling girl who was delivered from the devil. The Apostle Paul and Barnabas were thrown in prison, and the jailer's family was saved and came to Jesus. Now, what a beginning for a ministry in Philippi. He that hath begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Isn't it interesting that the Apostle Paul didn't say the work that he began in Philippi, but he said the work that God began in you, he will carry it on to completion. And so there's something there tonight for us to see. God in Central Assembly's ministry as a church body through the years began some things that still have not all been completed. God has begun several things, and I felt like if we walked through and kind of saw how God did it in Philippi, if we know the Lord did it there, can't we say that our God is the same and he completes his work again the same? So I began to walk through these verses. And in the first chapter, verse 5, it says that this was a partnering with the apostle of sharing the gospel of Christ, the good work carrying on the gospel. And so I thought of how many partnerships Central Assembly has had and still has with our colleges and our students, and with the way we invest in them, the way we minister to the faculty and staff and students as a church. It seems like ever since Central Assembly had God to begin this kind of work in it, that's been a special way that this church has been identified as ministering to college, campus, people, the faculty, the staff, the administration, the students. And that work will continue, and God will carry it on. Not only that, but partnering with the Apostle Paul in the work of the gospel is like us partnering with missionaries here at home, here and across the world, partnering with missionaries in the gospel. And if it happened there at Philippi, we see it repeating itself here in Central Assembly. God that has begun the work of this church, partnering with missionaries, will be carried on by God until its completion, until the day of Jesus Christ. Now that blesses me. I feel like we have such a time of being in Central Assembly, significant like this, in what Pastor Jim has come and God has done through him and has done a work through him. And now in the transition, it's just like a word of confidence and assurance to us. We can be confident that he who hath begun a good work in Central Assembly will keep carrying it on unto its completion until the coming of Christ. In verse 9 of that first chapter, Paul said that your love may abound more and more. He was acknowledging their love. I couldn't help but think about some of the recent expressions of love here at Central Assembly. When last week Gene Rhodes and Brenda were with Evelyn at the restaurant, and there within a few moments' time, Evelyn had passed out and hardly, you know, able to say goodbye to her. And yet, as she was taken into the presence of the Lord in the moments that followed, there were Gene and Brenda, the daughter that still lives at home there, were immediately almost surrounded by Chloe Durham at her house, where Ethel Campbell came over and gathered with Gene and Brenda, and maybe Jim, another family came over from our church. And there they just surrounded Gene and Brenda with the love of the Lord. That's a love that has been characteristic of this church since God began the work and began that love, and he will carry it on. That love like recently one of our young men had to have surgery on his shoulder. His wife and child or two children at home. They've been so faithful. A couple of years ago over in front of the school, he was helping dig the trench that was needed to bury one of the electric cables to get some new landscaping done as he was there with our church people. And so recently when that happened, he's been out of work for 2 and 3 and maybe 4 weeks now. Well, their utility bill had accumulated, and the utility company said, we're going to have to turn it off on a certain day. Well, somebody told us about it, and their Sunday school class began to work with it, and we got the word about it, and I was able to call Monday morning and pay off that $394 on the church's credit card and the Sunday school class paying for it. Is that love or what? Amen. Boy, they'll never forget that, I'll tell you. Love may abound more and more. Sylvia Lee watching over Billy Davis. Such love. And the verse continues, and knowledge and depth of insight. I thought about the Bible teachers here in Central Assembly, that God has done a work through Bible teaching going on here, that God has done a work through music leaders and musicians that share in the orchestra and in the music groups, knowledge of those things, depth of insight, the verse continues. When Pastor Jim came and the search committee at that time had a depth of insight that gave them an assurance about inviting him to come as a candidate for the congregation, why can't God keep on carrying that on now and completing for the next pastor's installation? And the verse concludes by saying, so that you may be able to discern what is best. Boy, what a great quality when God does a work in the church of discerning what is best. And I thought about the times we're living in right now, and the burden upon Pastor Jim's heart to call for the 24-hour prayer chain right now. I tell you, you know, if you could be here, well, before you even leave, if you look at who's praying right before you do and right after you do, and it just blesses you to realize, and really somebody may be praying right at the same time you are. Well, this verse says discerning what's best, and you've linked your hearts together, and you're praying around the clock. I noticed there may be 25 or 30 more 15-minute segments. The cards are still laying on the table. And if the Lord burdens your heart about that right now, just go there after service and fill out one of those cards and leave it with us. So verse 9, verse 11 of the first chapter says, the church at Philippi then, they were filled with the fruit of righteousness. That's the result of them walking with the Lord. That's the result of that righteous place in Christ. And the fruit of righteousness, it made me think about the Holy Spirit moving freely among a church that's seeking the Lord in righteousness, seeking purity, walking with the Lord, not in deception, not in trickery. Thank God for the integrity and the purity of life and the values that our pastor has walked in these 5.5 years and the way he's led the church in that and us on the staff of the church. Those kinds of things don't just happen by accident. God, who has begun the fruits of righteousness, will carry it on unto completion until the day of the coming of the Lord. This first chapter in verse 19, Paul speaks of their prayers for him and the help given to him. Well, there's that partnership again to pray for others who are out on the field. And then finally, at the end of chapter 1, the church at Philippi, it says, it's been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on the Lord, but also to suffer for him. Now, you know, when you suffer for the Lord, it's just preparing you to reign with the Lord. Amen? That's the way God's word brings it out. Well, chapter 2, verse 13 says, it's God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. What a good thing that is, that God wills and acts what he wants to in the church like Philippi. And I say, thank you, Lord, for having a will and taking action in Central Assembly through the years, and it continues, and God will carry it on. Verse 16 of chapter 2, you Philippians are holding out the word of life. In other words, holding it out so others will believe. That's wonderful. And that's what Central Assembly means to me, is that it's a church who seeks the lost and holds out the word of life and goes out and shares the gospel, not only in our neighborhoods, but look beyond that also, because every one of you who's taking these trips to other places in America as U.S. workers, to other nations of the world as worldwide missionaries, Central Assembly has a part in you going out and holding out the word of life. God, who has begun that in you, will continue it and carry it on unto completion. I believe it, don't you? Chapter 3, one verse from there, verse 3. The Philippians were worshiping by the Spirit of God, glorying in Christ Jesus and putting no confidence in the flesh. And that's in the context of the Jewish rite of circumcision. They were worshiping by the Spirit of God, glorying in Christ Jesus. Friends, as we begin to worship some of these Sundays, it's just like your heart overflows. There's a worshiping in the Spirit. And you know, the leaders and the choir and those who are leading it, yes. Yes, they have a part in that, bringing us into that. But it's up to every single believer to just throw their heart in and worship God in spirit and in truth. It says they were worshiping by the Spirit of God. I pray with you that Central Assembly will just more and more abound in worshiping of what God has raised up among us in worship. And let it grow and let it be more and more a worship that all of us just throw our hearts into and believe God that the anointing on the worship shall be mighty in the Lord, and he who has begun the work of worship among us by God's Spirit will carry it on. Hallelujah. You see what some of these verses mean to me about he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on? Look at chapter 4 next, verse 10. Paul writes, you have renewed your concern for me. And then in verse 14, it was good for you to share in my troubles. Then verse 15, the last part, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. Verse 16, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Again, Central Assembly, where God has through the years and this year perhaps greater in these last 5 years, perhaps now a building process until these five continents are affected this year as the work of the Lord continues through us as the church. Oh, God, who has begun this work of giving aid to those who are serving in missions work, giving aid to those who are carrying out the work of the Lord in our colleges and in other ways, that is a work that God will carry on, and it will not be interrupted, we believe, as it were, in the transition, but with a new pastor, that God will see to it that work is carried on by the work of the Lord that he started here. Finally, in verse 19 of chapter 4, he said, God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That may just made me feel like God is up to something, and it's going to be so good here at Central Assembly. A praying church, a preaching church, a worshiping church, a giving church, a benevolent church, a missionary-minded church. Those are some ways that the book of Philippians is also, to me, being a good way to identify things that are going on at Central Assembly. God, who has begun a good work in us as a church, God, who has begun the good work in Central Assembly, will carry it on unto completion. He said, I'm confident of this. Don't you feel that confidence? Yes, confidence in God, that he who has begun this work that's described like in the book of Philippians, it's just a way for me to grab hold of something that if God did it there, he keeps on doing it here. If God did it there, we can believe him to do it here. It's something my faith grabs hold of. It's something I couldn't get away from for us. And I trust tonight that it's been a good reminder for you that we will see God use us. We will see each one of us continue to throw our hearts in with it. And the Lord will carry out his good work, and he will use us for his glory. Shall we stand together? Shall we pray as we close now for the good work that God has started among us to be strengthened? The people we've been mentioning tonight to be strengthened. Lord, we just continue to enter in and carry this upon our hearts in the days ahead, that you who have begun a good work among us will continue and carry it on unto completion. If Jesus tarries beyond our lifetimes, we won't see that final completion here, but we'll have a part in our part being completed. We thank you tonight, Lord, for giving us a part in it. We know part in it includes our prayers. Our part in it includes love, knowledge, the freedom and the fruit of the Holy Spirit and works of righteousness. We just pray, Lord, that you will continue this week and this weekend in the services. That it's a great day, that it's a great weekend, that the move of God among us continues in a great and wonderful way. We thank you, Lord, tonight. We lift up to you tonight this desire that what was happening in your word through the church at Philippi, that it is a great work that you do here in Central Assembly. We ask you for that. We trust you for that. We work for that. We pray for that. We believe you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Would you like to just lift your hands as we close and thank the Lord? Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon the word. Thank you tonight for your faithfulness. Thank you as you carry on your work. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Your name be glorified. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Amen and amen. Thank you again for being here tonight. God bless you.